Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dennis Lamp. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Marshall Edwards. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Vukovich. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cooper goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Vukovich, and towards Molitor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Slayton now pitching. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Law steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law moves to third. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Luzinski for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. There goes Howell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Squires reaches second base with a double. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. Squires moves to third. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Slayton, and towards Yount, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Squires scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Brewers. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Oglavi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavi is 0 for 2 in the game. Oglavi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hickey, and towards Bernazard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to second. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski strikes out. There goes Kemp. The throw from Simmons to Gantner, and back to Cooper, who tags Kemp out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Edwards strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Almon now playing shortstop. Vance Law now playing third base. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howell bunts towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Richard Dotson now pitching. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Marshall Edwards. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Moore reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 6-2, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive towards third. Law reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 4 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Yount reaches second base with a double. Gantner goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper is thrown out after the base hit. Yount scores. It's 8-2, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Moore now playing right field. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Luzinski strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Brewers. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.